And welcome everyone to another
laxative-filled edition of the Hour Bomb.
Laxative-filled edition of the Hour Bomb.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's I had Taco Bell breakfast, and so I always like a healthy poop before noon.
Oh, God. Welcome to another laxative-filled edition of the Hour Bomb. I'm your host, the illustrious Jason Albert, 2013 TV Personality of the Year. Joined, as always, by my partner in crime.
The big, bad booty daddy!
That's right, the big Adrian Masters here.
Whoa, someone's got speakers up. Anyway, joined as always by my partner in crime, and yeah, we did that, and conspicuous by his absence, we have no jizz mopper tonight.
Aww.
The jizz mopper is not feeling good. He's got a belly ache.
He's got a sandy vaginitis?
Something like that. So instead of that, we found a good qualified, worthwhile, special co-host this week.
Yeah, that's right, we sure did. The yes. Full-blooded Italian himself.
hey, yo. Can somebody call my mama? It's about to get funky up in here. Don't say
yeah, we got Tensai.
Someone call my mama. We've got the one and only, the full-blooded. Well, I guess he's not really Italian.
He is Italian. He's as Italian as Tracy Smothers was.
Yeah, you're right. The full-blooded Italian, Greg Papa Lucas.
El amore. Hey, guys. Thank you so much for having me aboard. It's going to be an honor and privilege yet again. Can't wait to talk a little mania. Can't wait to talk a little bit of wrestling with you guys.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Glad to have you on.
Glad we have someone here that's excited to do this and not like Heath. I had to mop jizz at work today.
I did it for The Rock. I did it for my people.
I had a bad day at work. I only took 4 cum shots to the mouth.
Wow.
Oh, glazed donut faces aren't good.
Oh, God. He's not here to defend himself, so we can have some fun at his expense.
All the better. Not?
So there we go. Anyway, so yes, we are joined this week by the full-blooded Italian, Greg. And we were going to have Dan on the show, but he was having internet connection issues. So, unfortunately, there was no Dan tonight.
We had to future endeavor him.
We did not future endeavor him.
We wish Dan Phelps well in all his future endeavors.
No, we don't. Well, we do wish him well, but no, he's still with us. Shut up. What are you doing? Now there's going to be rumors going. I'm going to get a text message from Dan. What the fuck? Why does everyone think I'm leaving the network now?
You're fired.
What?
I just fired Dan.
No, you cannot fire Dan.
Sure I can.
Are you going to take everything over?
Yes.
Oh, God. Well, ladies and gentlemen,
this network
might
will
be
ran on people power.
My God.
I got John Laurinaitis here to help me out. Johnny Ace himself. And we're going to run this network on people power.
You dynamic know, dudes!
You know, for a second, I almost corrected you to James Laurinaitis.
But that's not who I'm talking
about. I realize this since we're in St. Louis and the Rams are our home NFL team, and we have to watch a lot of Rams games. We always think of James Laurinaitis.
No.
Since he played, he's a badass linebacker for the Rams.
Yeah, we were going to have Rich on, but we didn't want to hear him bitch about how Michigan lost all the way today.
Huh?
Yeah, I know you don't pay attention, but Michigan and Michigan State both got eliminated from the college basketball tournament.
Oh.
And I didn't want to hear Richard cry about it.
Oh, poor Dick.
I know.
Who cares about college basketball? I certainly don't.
I slightly care.
What?
I'm not even going to have this argument with you because it's stupid.
We have this argument.
I'm not. No, we don't.
Fairly regularly.
I'm not having this argument with you right now. I don't want you bringing it up.
I'm just saying.
I will quit.
College students.
And then you'll have a show with you and Greg, which no one will want to listen to because while Greg is awesome, you suck.
Oh, whatever. You don't get to be the TWR Personality of the Year by sucking.
By providing fellatio to all the people that voted in the competition? I mean, yeah, that actually is how you became the TWR Network Personality of the Year.
I didn't do that.
You did, too.
I think you might
have. That's what I heard from Leonard Taylor. That's what I heard from Kevin Critterton. That's what I heard from Jake Mullins, especially. I don't know why you were getting the frisky dingo in the mouth, but
whatever. Oh, so bullshit.
And I heard on WCW Hotline.
You see, exactly. They call the WCW9 hotline. Is that 909-9900?
1-900-909-9900. You know, I never called that damn thing, but that number was drilled into our skulls so much. God damn it. I can't find the goddamn thing I need. Sorry. Heath isn't here, so he's the one that... There we go. That's what I'm looking for. One second, guys.
Well, please, Jason, by all means, take your sweet time.
I am. Hey,
it's not like you got a show to do here.
Someone's got
to
get the timer set up since he has one job on the show, Jason? That's to control the timer, and he can't even be here to do
why
that.
Why even bother, man? You're not going to make it this week.
Whatever.
Dude,
so
we got a lot of stuff to talk about.
Oh, my.
Yeah, we do. It's not looking good. I'm not going
to
lie.
I don't even have Heath here to slow shit down, and we still got a lot to do.
Yeah, I know. So, first, I guess, let's see who we got in the chat room. Did you? Really? Are you going to rip ass?
Yes, I do.
Did you write that book, How to Sell Poop to People Who Eat Poop?
You know what? I did not.
You did not write that?
No.
Because you haven't found the target audience yet, have you?
I haven't found the target audience, and, well, I mean, the only person we need to buy it is Heath, so okay. Really, why would I write a book that only one person's going to buy?
You know, Greg, I don't know if you listened to the show last week.
Yes, I did.
Okay. So, I'm deciding today, I had to go drop my daughter off with her mom. And I'm coming back, and I decided, you know what? I didn't listen to last week's show yet. This is after I dropped her off.
You know
God,
what?
No.
I got to drop the curtain back here for just a second, because Montana Man wants to know, how does one vote for the TWR Network Personality of the Year? Well, basically what you have is Jason sets up a vote, and then he picks the people that he wants to vote in the poll so he can rig the vote for him to win.
That is not true at all. By the way, you look like a jackass with your headphones on backwards.
So no one's going to look at it but you, and I definitely don't care what you think.
No, me? And Dan, mostly Dan, set up who voted for this.
I don't believe it. Until I hear from Dan Phillips' mouth, I don't believe it.
Do you want me to pull it up? I'll just pull up and show you all the messages.
Yes, I want you to do that right now.
Oh, shit.
Turn off your microphone, dumbass.
Well, I just turned both of our microphones off there, ass. Anyway, I'll show it to you.
Montana Man, even if he goes, it seems legit now. Because that's what happened.
No, he says it seems legit to what I said.
No, that's not what he
Everything
meant.
In the network is transparent.
Shake your dicks. This pissing contest is over. Come on.
All right. Yeah, Adrian, shut up. Anyway, there. How about them apples? Look at that.
We can't take a dick's word for it.
Anyway, so I'm on my way back, and I decided, hey, let me boot up the show because I haven't listened to the show yet. So I'm listening to it in my car, and I got to run into Shop and Save because we forgot dish soap when me and my wife went to the store earlier. So I'm like, well, I'm not done listening to the show. So I've got a Bluetooth headset that I can stream music or audio through. And I got more Twizzlers. You can say more Twizzlers. Twizzlers, the official snack of the hour bomb.
It is.
Anyway, so I switched the sound over to my headset, and I'm walking through my local Shop and Save. And let me tell you, it is really, really hard to listen to last week's show and not laugh. And because you can't laugh walking through Shop and Save because people are going to look at you like you're a fucking retard. That's all I'm saying. It's kind of difficult. So how the hell you guys been?
You know what? I'm not talking to you right now.
Why are you not talking to me right now?
I'm not talking to you. Strictly business tonight. Until the show starts, I'm done.
Hey, Greg, how you been?
I've been excellent, guys. Working hard. Looking forward to Mania all next weekend. Looking forward to what you guys might have planned, your shows, everything. It's going to be a wonderful time. So just trying to get through the work week, ready for Mania.
Yeah, I think we're all doing pretty good with the Mania. It's God damn it, James Rodfather. Quit fucking messaging me right now. Anyway.
Yeah, speaking of ass and rams.
Good Lord. Can we get him on tonight, too?
He just said no.
Oh, that bitch.
Yeah. What?
I said that bitch. What do you want me to say?
Wow.
That's what Heath would say.
Oh, well, I guess you're right. Okay. But, yeah, I don't know if it's just me or if the WrestleMania season has gone a little bit faster this year or what the deal is, but... It's kind of hard to believe WrestleMania.
I think what it is that Elimination Chamber was 2 weeks later this year.
Yeah. It could be.
Because it was like February like 7th or 12th or something like that last year. And this year was like the 23rd, I think. So it was almost 2 weeks later.
Well, I'm talking WrestleMania season just from Royal Rumble. From the end of Rumble. I don't know. Time's just flown by.
I see what you're saying.
A week from tonight, we'll be hosting the WrestleMania post show.
We will be.
Yeah. So, anyway, I guess we should see who's in the chat room.
All right, let's take a look here.
All right.
You going to give up all cups this week?
No, I'm going to read them off. You're giving out the ball cups.
I don't give up all cups. That's Heath's job.
New guy. Greg can give out the ball cups.
All right, Greg, you're going to ball cup.
What are we giving out here to these guys?
You're giving out ball cups.
Got to cup the balls.
All right, so in the chat, we got the Shane.
Ball cup.
There you go. Listen to that.
Wow, that's even a sexier voice than Heath. I hope I get my balls cup, too.
Mr. Richard, 269.
Bulk up.
Damn. Mark Jones.
Bulk up.
Hooks.
Bulk up.
Damn, what sounded like Duffman?
Papa Malacca.
El amor es aparacalo.
He could be cussing us out in the foreign language.
Montana Man?
Bulk up.
That sounds very vigorous now. The Big A.
Bulk up.
Thank you.
There you go. All right. I think that's it. If you're not in the chat room tonight, let's give Nick French one because I know he's going to be here. He always shows up like 5 minutes late.
Hang on.
What?
I promise I would do this when I was listening to the Wrestling Niche.
Okay.
Whatever the fuck they call their show.
What? The Wrestling Queef?
Yeah, that would be the Jake Mullen show.
Okay. What now?
Gonzo the Great was in the chat during their show, and so he listens to all the shows on the network on download.
Oh, okay.
So I will give him a shout out tonight because I said I would.
Okay.
So Gonzo the Great, thanks for listening.
There you appreciate go. It. Yes. All right. I don't know about you. You want to talk wrestling?
Yeah, I guess so.
Greg, you want to talk some wrestling?
It's 6:05, Daddy, Saturday night. We're going to do a little bit of wrestling here, Tony Schiavone.
We're going to go live on the mothership, baby.
Oh, we are going to do this now, Daddy. Get ready now.
See, the only Dusty I can do is the back of the berry, the sweet of the juice. Oh, yeah, baby. It's the only Dusty I can do. So,
if you will.
All right, Adrian, you got... Oh, wait, no. Something else. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm not going to count this as my time. It is part of the time because, well, it's not really worth my time, but... Here at the R-Bomb, are sad to report that the original Sin Cara this past week has been released from the WWE.
Yeah, we get... I don't even fucking care, man. You can put any jabroni out there in a mask.
But Greg's apparently torn up by it, and so am I.
I agree with Hooks. Can this guy just permanently replace Heath?
But yeah, this past week they officially came to terms with the release of Sin Cara, and which is funny because Sin Cara has been Hunico for the last few months, and I don't remember the last time original Sin Cara actually wrestled.
Oh, sweet baby Lord of Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus.
All right, I think we're going to start. Adrian, how are your balls doing this week?
Good. Actually, my balls are fantastic.
Good. You went to the doctor?
Yeah.
And what did he say?
Prognosis looks good. My balls are awesome.
Okay, that's good.
Oh, my.
You know, and I set myself up for it, too. I asked for it. All right, hold on. I got to get this timer pulled up here. All right.
I think Montana Man said it best here.
What?
OG Sin Cara gone. Not a fuck was given that day.
Yeah, pretty much. I never say that. All right, and we're going to start the timer.
Let's get it started, Daddy.
There we go. I figured out how to start this timer. All right. Another Monday night. Another Monday Night Raw. So I guess we'll talk about Monday Night Raw.
I got a problem. Our mic sound.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have a special announcement that needs to be made right now.
I'll be back.
Adrian has to go poop.
Well, so, I mean, I was thinking about Monday Night Raw, and I was thinking, really? I don't give a shit, because I was, it was okay.
All right, so you're going to go poop?
Yeah, I'm going to go. I'll be back.
All right, Harold.
I got a future endeavor at Cosby Kid.
Oh, God. You know, I had like 5 shots tonight. You all call me in 5 minutes to show time. All right, let's go do this. No.
Yeah, I know. Adrian.
Just playing. Have fun doing an upper decker.
He said have fun doing an upper decker. All right. Ugh. Let's see. Monday Night Raw. Let me get my cheat sheet pulled up here. All right. So we're going to make this one fast. because we got a lot of Russell. Well, I don't have to be that fast because I got to wait for someone to get done taking a shit.
Well, as fast as Sankara winning with Scooby-Doo by his side.
Yeah. Let's see. Speaking of that, what trouble will Scooby-Doo cause? So, apparently, he decided to accompany Sankara to the ring. Okay.
Oh, Scoob!
Yoinks! I don't understand why. I don't understand the placement. I guess Sankara is in the movie?
Yeah, he evidently is going to be a part in it. I saw him in the commercial, so yeah, he's just a part of it to tag along, just trying to get attention for all the kids. So, oh,
good lord.
I'm Scoob!
Yeah. I don't know if I'll get a chance to do it this week. I know that Heath... God damn it, who's texting? Hold on. I apologize for that, ladies and gents. Oh, it's the Rodfather. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, Heath ended up picking up the Scooby-Doo movie today at his work. So he's going to bring it over so I can watch it sometime soon. So I may have a DVD review on the Scooby-Doo movie. So
very good. All right.
Hopefully it's good. I don't know.
All right, Cisco, you let us know how it works.
I will.
No, I look forward to it. It should be good. John Cena's in it. I heard they had to do some editing of CM Punk in the movie.
No, I thought
is
he was still
true,
in it.
You think, or?
I don't know. Maybe. I think they did that. The other like thing, I think I might be thinking of Saturday morning or the Slam City thing, because most of those were done. So he's still going to be in some of those. But I think they did. They took focus off of CM Punk and put it on, I think, Mysterio and Sin Cara?
Yeah.
Something like that. Because I haven't seen anything having to deal with CM Punk on the ads. So
not at all.
All right. Anything can happen when Arnold Schwarzenegger returns to a WWE ring. Get to the chopper.
Get down. Oh, my God. Get down!
Oh, God. So,
the triceps.
I'll be back. So, we had Arnold Schwarzenegger and his Sabotage co-star, Joe Manganiello, something like that.
Now, that's hard for me to even say, so that guy.
I know, the only reason I know this guy was because he played in a few episodes of How I Met Your Mother.
Ah, very good.
I don't know if you watch that show, but he was a lawyer in that show. Really funny guy. I didn't realize how fucking tall he is either, though. Arnold's
I've heard that everyone else shrank. I mean, Arnold might... I might be down to like 5'5 now. You know, that kind of... He looks like he shrunk a little.
Yeah, I agree with Hooks. The guy no one gave a fuck about. You know... I don't get it. And maybe this is just me, and maybe Adrian should be here when I bitch. I don't understand why they always have to bring all these people in like this. I mean, I understand it's WrestleMania season, but what the fuck does Sabotage have to do with the goddamn Monday Night Raw?
They're in a move. It's just business. This is where wrestling is taken out of the hands of the little Jim Crockett's, those kind of guys with that mentality. Now you're looking at the corporate side where you have the lawyers, the guys who regularly don't watch wrestling running things where, hey, he's in a movie. Let's get him on our show because that's just more eyes that might watch the movie and think about Mania. And that is all it is marketing, publicity, the business side of it. And it's what we have to endure as wrestling fans.
I understand. Yeah. I understand there's money behind it, you know, because there's money being exchanged somewhere here. Maybe the movie...
Publicity. Name. It's just more eyes on the product. That's...
Maybe the movie...
crossover. That's...
Yeah, maybe the movie company gave Vince some money for, hey, let's have these guys on. I don't know, but I just...
And he has wrestling ties, legitimate. I mean, Schwarzenegger has, you know, has been around wrestling forever too. So, you know, it's a movie thing. If he wasn't in a movie, he wouldn't be around. Even though I heard they're fishing for talent right now, I heard they're reaching out to a lot of old stars. So I don't, you know, for this Mania.
Yeah, I just
it's all business.
I know, and it's all about getting that extra, you know, maybe 1,000 people to buy it or whatever. But
get the pay per view.
I miss back in the day when it was here, here's what we're gonna put on a wrestling show for you, and it's gonna be a big wrestling show. And even as early as like all the WrestleManias have had some people to it, but they didn't bring people in like this to the build up to WrestleMania. You know what I mean?
I agree fully, and I've seen all the years of manias growing up from a kid now, and it is different. You know, they used to focus on the celebrities and helping them endorse. Then they pulled away from it. Vince openly saying that my talent is what gets the product over. And now it's going back to, you know, trying to sell it in any means possible. But think of the overhead is really another big thing. They have the network. All the production is such a higher cost, and you always want to make more money than last year, and it is Mania 30. So again, it's a matter of, you know, Batista's back. Why? A movie. And he's also a wrestler. You got Schwarzenegger. Why? Money. You know, it's all crossover. It is.
And I just, and maybe that's what makes me more of a, I don't know, maybe, if you want to phrase it like this, a wrestling purist. It's like, I'm okay with an every now and then, hey, we're going to bring in this special guest host. Okay, that's fine. Special guest star, whatever. But it seems, but when they do it week after week after week after week, that turns me off to the product in general. Because, like you said, Vince at one point said, I'm going to, you know, rely on my talent to sell the wrestling. And now it's like, yeah, maybe not. Maybe I need to bring more stars in. And that, to me, would be a huge slap in the face if I'm talent, you know?
Oh, I look, let me say this. You know, I've been in business my whole life, and I'm just speaking on that side. Trust me, I don't endorse that side. I would rather them put the time and the talent. Let's see Sami Zayn. Let's see some of these guys on the Mania card. Let's see, you know, there's so much. Let Paul Heyman run this like an ECW show where every match was 100% gold. You know, I wish it would get back to that, but you know, I see both sides of the coin, and I just wish it was the latter. You know, I'd rather see it the old school way. I want to see more matches. I want to see less talk, you know.
Yeah, I mean, the last WrestleMania that I can think off the top of my head that didn't have a bunch of stars or anything in it was WrestleMania 9. That was the outdoor one at Caesar's Palace.
Yeah, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. That was very few.
Because 10 had like Burt Reynolds at it, and then it built from there every year.
Yeah, you're right. And there's always lingered around, you know, it was built on the celebrity, but this year it's more shilling. It's more everywhere you look is the WWE now to try to ingrain it, because they want everyone to be a fan. They want everyone's friend and family member to be a fan. They need it financially, so.
Hi, Adrian, welcome back.
Oh, thank you.
Did you have a good poop?
Oh, my God.
Wow. Did you wash your hands, I hope?
Yeah.
I hope so.
Which, by the way, I want to bring something up here. Why do you have a Duck Dynasty, like, poof thing in your shower?
Because it's my son's.
Do you wash your balls with a beard?
I do not wash my balls with that. Again, I just told you, it's my son's.
Oh.
You douche.
Wow. You're angry.
Yeah, temper
at you?
Ladies. Come on.
Mr. Oh, we've had 45 minutes. Get ready for the show. Oh, 5 minutes in, I gotta go poop.
Hey, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
Anyway, I agree with Montana Man. If they bring David Arquette in, I am done as well.
That's what we're talking about right now.
We are talking about the celebrities at Raw and how we're tired of the celebrities on Raw every goddamn week.
They're not on there every week.
And see, this is why I'm glad I had most of the bulk of the discussion while he's not here. Just about goddamn week.
Other than the last 2 weeks, we really haven't had anybody on there of note that I can think of.
You don't need celebrities on Raw. It's wrestling. If I wanted to find out about a shitty fucking movie, I'd go watch it. I'd go to shittyfuckingmovie.com and find out about a shitty fucking movie. I don't want my 3 hours of Raw being taken up by shitty fucking movie plugs.
Well, I mean, my solution to that would be go back to a 2-hour show.
Oh, I fully agree.
But they need something to fill in those 3 hours.
And what do we tell you? What do we say when weren't on the air?
And do the point for me to take their side. They need to make money. These people come on the show to promote their shitty fucking movie or whatever. So they pay to be on there, which makes them have the ability to have these fine things that we enjoy, such as the WWE Network.
No, we pay for the WWE Network.
The money that we pay doesn't pay for it on its own, though, Jason.
Shut up. Don't be taking their side.
I am taking their side.
Don't.
Because I believe.
Oh, shut up.
And
so anyway, Hogan comes out.
Who's this guy?
Yeah, I don't know who this guy is. Hogan comes out, starts hyping WrestleMania 30, and then he brings out Arnold Schwarzenegger and the other guy that no one gave a fuck about. And
get down.
Now, translated from Arnold to English, that was Arnold talking about how it was an honor for him to induct Bruno into the Hall of Fame. And then he calls Hogan a hero. And Hogan is the real deal. And then he introduces his co-star who got booed.
I don't think he got booed.
Yeah, he got some boos.
Well, he might have got a few.
Everyone's like, who's this guy? Oh, that's right. He played a lawyer on How I Met Your Mother. And then he said he was excited to be there. And then they're like, hey, I hear you're having the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. So I think we need to be in it. And then thank God The Miz comes out. But it wasn't out there for long.
Because, well, I mean, honestly, is The Miz anything more than a joke at this point?
Unfortunately, no. They need
He's whatever they want him to be, whatever week it is.
Yeah. I still think it's funny as hell. Oh, let's turn The Miz heel. Oh, fuck, his movie comes out in 2 weeks. Hold on, we can't do that.
Yeah, that was, I don't.
That was a fail. All right. Will The Shield get payback for the SmackDown ambush?
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
They beat down the Real Americans, didn't they?
Well, they beat down Ryback's first.
Yeah.
And then they beat down the Real Americans later.
Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose against Swagger and Cesaro. I just want to say, goddamn, Roman Reigns and that goddamn Superman punch is just brutal.
That's awesome.
You know, I do want to say, I don't know if it's just what it is. I think Swagger's gotten a little bit better since teaming with Cesaro. I'm not saying I like Swagger. But
I don't think Swagger's a bad wrestler. I just don't think he's a main event wrestler.
I don't think he is either, but I tell you what, that match between The Shield and the Real Americans was actually a really, really good match.
Oh, yeah.
So. Guys, if you look at how he has been since he's teamed up with Cesaro, since teaming up with Dutch, his career has jumped a lot. He has gotten better. He's been listening. He's been learning how to run a match. He's knowing when to do things. He's not been screwing up as much. He'll take most of the pinfalls between the guys. But sincerely, Cesaro has done a lot of work with him to make him a lot better, make him better, and so has Dutch. So you've got two guys really rubbing a lot off of him, and it's working. He's actually getting over for like once. It's awesome that it's working.
He's becoming a more effective heel.
He is. Here's the thing. They're getting I don't know if it's got to be Cesaro, because people, when they come out, I mean, people are just chanting "We the People" like crazy.
Well,
and when Cesaro wrestles down in NXT, that's all you can hear is the crowd chanting "We the People."
That's two different things. That's two different things going there. One, it's Cesaro, people getting behind Cesaro because it's hard not to, because the man's an amazing wrestler.
Yeah.
His fucking, and the other thing is, depending on where they're at on any given week, the mentality that they have fits in with the way that a lot of Americans think.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, especially in the South and areas like Florida.
Yeah.
It gets over, yeah.
I mean, so their idea that, like, you're not one of us, so you don't belong here kind of thing, I mean, it kind of rings with people a little bit.
All right. But
And Dutch Mantel, Zeb Coulter, Uncle Zebekiah, whatever you want to call him, he is an amazingly charismatic guy and knows the wrestling industry inside and out. I mean, the knowledge in his head is priceless.
Yeah. And it's so fucking funny when you watch old WWE stuff from like the mid-90s.
Yeah.
And Uncle Zebekiah is out there.
And it's Dirty Dutch Mantel out there.
Mullet, full beard mustache. I mean, it's great. He's hilarious.
All right. And this is where I got to interject and throw in a little bit of what I grew up with Kansas City Jayhawks and Dirty Dutch Mantel in a tag team. I mean, that's what I grew up seeing him in. And he's been always in the sport. So he'll be Hall of Fame, you know, eventually.
I hope so. Hey, Rodfather's in the chat room.
Hey, welcome, Rodfather.
You want him on?
Vince, come on.
Hey, Rob, brother.
He's in the chat room? Oh, I owe him something. Let me see here. Where is it? Let me dig this up. Hold on.
Oh, you're fine.
Bulk up.
Let's see here. Rodfather, if you want on, you need to sign into Skype. Anyway, so, yeah, great match. And your winner, Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose. And then after the match, Cesaro lays out Rollins and sends him to the floor. Cesaro turns around to a big Superman punch from Roman Reigns. And Cesaro goes to the floor. And he gets triple powerbomb through the table.
Oh, yeah.
Boom.
Yeah. And then
that was awesome.
Afterwards, the New Age Outlaws and Kane, which, seeing the New Age Outlaws in suits?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not the Dumb and Dumber suits.
No. It was kind of weird.
That's all I'm saying.
That's all I'm saying. All right. So we're going to move on. Let's see.
I do want to say, though, how impressive has Seth Rollins been as of late?
I think they've all stepped it up.
Yeah, that's true.
Big time. They look incredible in the ring. They're letting them go all out. They're getting them ready. They're getting the crowd hyped for Mania. I'm excited for where they're all going to go.
Well, when the New Age Outlaws specifically say, we want to work with these guys, you better step it up.
Right.
That's all I can say. Because, I mean, the New Age Outlaws, they have to be going the Hall of Fame one way or another.
And behind the scenes, man, not a lot of people know this, but, like, they're Billy Gunn and Road Dogg are both road agents and are both working with talent, like training them, like ins and outs, days all the time. They're both like company guys. Like, they haven't been on TV for years, but they've been around.
The Road Dogg's been with the company in a backstage capacity, at least last 3 years or so, 4 years, something like that.
Minimum, yeah.
So, next point, how they phrase it. What happens when Undertaker and Lesnar meet for the first time since their contract signing?
They get into it again.
Does that not surprise you?
No.
Blah, 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 blah.
And you guarantee you hear a good Brock Lesnar scream.
Yo, James, you on?
Whoa.
Did you just flush the toilet?
Of course I flushed the toilet.
Oh, you thinking about Brock Lesnar?
No, I was actually thinking about
Heath?
Greg over there, you know. I was thinking about his Greek food.
Oh, the picture he took of that food looked fucking amazing.
Oh, yeah, it did. Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, pretty good, man. Glad to have you on.
It's a pleasure.
You're so fucked now.
Yeah, well, I am. I'm totally fucked.
Hey, baby.
You know, never mind. I'm not even going to finish it. I'm going to finish that thought. Anyway, so, Mr. Go for it. Oh, you got Twizzle in your mouth. Okay, hold on. I'll hold on. Today, Junior. Why don't you go take a shit again? Mm-mm. No. Hurry up with the goddamn Twizzler.
He's not taking a shit. He's taking the Heath.
Wow.
That's out of the park home run. He can hang up now.
No, let's sit and float.
All right. Now, Mr. Are you good to say it now? Okay.
Mr.
Now, the one guy that you do the voice for every time. You announce him better than anyone else.
Oh. Brock Lesnar!
There you go. Comes out, streak, 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 I'm going to beat it, blah, blah, blah.
I actually like that shirt, though.
Eat, sleep,
break the streak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're talking about it, Heyman goes on and on. Lesnar takes the mic and actually talks. Eat, sleep, take a poop.
He sounded like he was hitting puberty again.
Yeah, he does. He calls the Undertaker out, and then lights go out, and druids come out. You know, I don't care how many times he's done it. When the druids come out, you're going to get your ass beat. That's all I'm saying.
He's pulling down the straps when the druids come out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the druids.
Pants or the straps?
I mean business, daddy.
Oh, daddy.
Oh, we had a request from the chat room that you finish the show as Dusty, by the way, just so you know. Let's see. They bring the casket down, and the music's still playing. And
how much better would that have been, though, if they'd opened it up and it had been like a mannequin or something, like a life mold of like Brock Lesnar?
Oh, that would have been awesome, like they did with Diesel.
Yeah.
That was cool. So
they did it with
Katie Vick.
Katie Vick.
Oh.
No!
Well, that's why Kane tried to get in there, man.
Oh, God. I just... Because I want to buy insurance from the guy that had necrophilia. Anyway, So he opens the lid, nothing's in there. And, you know, freaking out, this is a joke, blah, blah, blah. Goes out of the ring and starts, you know, talking shit to the druids. They start walking away. He's leaving. And then Heyman's like, this is exactly the game Undertaker wants Lesnar to play. And blah, 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 this town is horrible and whatever. And so then he looks again, and we see the Undertaker laying in the casket. He does a famous setup, and then lights come on. Heyman's freaking the fuck out only the way Heyman can. Which is great. Yeah. Brock, get out of the ring! Get out of the ring, Brock! Brock, get out of the ring!
Yeah.
Paul Heyman's the...
What would make that better if they had a little wet spot going down his leg?
Oh, that would have been great.
That would have been just classic, you know?
Austin like, 316 says, you just pissed your pants.
Yeah, I was just getting to that. Stay out of my head.
So, then they start fighting and everything. And then Undertaker throws Brock Lesnar out, and Brock Lesnar lands headfirst on the casket. Couldn't happen to a better guy.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe
I
it's a.
See that.
Oh, yeah. Someone posted in the group on the group page still where Brock Lesnar was basically upright on his head when he hit the casket.
Jeez.
Yeah. Darn. Maybe, you know, couldn't happen to a better person. Maybe it might have knocked some sense into him. Doubt it.
I actually heard that was how Christian got his concussion. Brock hit his head and Christian got a concussion. I don't know how it worked out, but.
Oh, my God. So, good, you know, good build-up for that match, though. I'm still just, I'm not a big Brock Lesnar fan. The build-up just is not there for me, but, you know, that's just me. But, I was spoiled with the last several years of build-ups to the Undertaker matches with the Shawn Michaels build-up and the Triple H build-up and the CM Punk build-up, and just Brock Lesnar's not any of those three guys.
No,
Paul Heyman does an effective job of it, but
I disagree. I like this build up better than the Punk build up, just because I thought the Punk build up was tasteless.
Hey, CM Punk, we're paying you to do. You need to do this for us,
okay?
I mean,
so you're okay with tossing an urn around? Like,
oh, I thought that was still. I still think that was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, but awesome. Hang on. Let's never mind. I'm not going to get into that right now.
No, go ahead, Adrian.
It was hard.
So Punk's okay with throwing a man's urn around and dead ashes and stuff and not being the main event, but having to work with probably the most legitimate wrestler in the business for the last, like, 10 years and being put over at WrestleMania, that's not big enough for Punk.
What?
Basically, that Punk's okay with working with The Undertaker at WrestleMania and, you know, doing all the tasteless shit he had to do last year, but doing a program with Triple H was out of the question?
I wouldn't want to do a program with Triple H.
Why?
Because
you have to do special favors for him?
Yeah, that too.
Okay.
And because if you do any program with Triple H, odds are he's going to bury you.
Do you think that that's what's going to happen at WrestleMania?
What does it really enhance? Side talk.
Are you predicting a Triple H world title win at WrestleMania then?
Oh, God, no.
Oh, I hope not.
Just no.
I mean, if he's going to bury you, I mean, that would be what would happen, right?
No. Anyway, so we're going
to
move on.
If that happens, I'll move back to Chicago.
If it was to happen, I can't say I wouldn't be surprised, but I'd hate to see it. I'd hate to see it. And if it was to happen, I hope someone for once throws a damn soda at him. Man, come on.
I hope to God that doesn't happen. And then, no Daniel Bryan because he was hurt. Not medically cleared. Whatever.
Was he
hurt or what?
Huh?
Was he ass hurt or what?
Probably.
Triple H is too big for him, maybe? Or stuffed him with the strap on?
I agree with Hooks. If Triple H beats Daniel Bryan, the whole Superdome's going to walk out.
Yeah.
They will shit on the rest of that show.
That ring should look like the NWO again turn. Like, oh, yep. Turn.
Luke Harper and John Cena had a match. Good match. Really good match between those two. Cena wins by disqualification. And then the other big thing that happened that night, we had a four-way match for the number one contender for the Intercontinental title. Christian, Del Rio, Ziggler, and Sheamus fought.
Pretty good match.
Christian wins. His Intercontinental title match happens tomorrow night on main event. Main event comes on and...
Christian's hurt and can't wrestle.
Yeah, Christian has a concussion. Good job, Christian.
So they had a triple threat match on main event, though.
Oh, did they?
Between Sheamus, Alberto Del Rio, and Dolph Ziggler.
For the new number one contender?
Mm-hmm.
Who won that one?
Dolph Ziggler.
Oh, good.
It was actually another really good match.
Fuck, I gotta go watch that tomorrow then.
And then Ziggler lost to Langston, but it was really, that was a decent match. And at the end of the match, like, they both, like, hugged and, like, you know, Dolph fell up his hand. And
oh, was that on main event?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, damn. All right. I think someone's career's coming to an end. I just can't. He just got back wrenching and gets hurt again. Thank you,
yeah.
Son.
Yeah, he's got to take it easy. This might be it. He needs
there's
one more match.
There's too many concussions, man. I mean,
that's
just... Don't Steve Young yourself.
All right, we're going to move on. I'm going to get through this stuff so we can talk some WrestleMania.
All right.
All right. Adrian, what stinks?
God. I guess... I don't know. I'm not really thrilled about whatever the fuck this women's match is going to be for WrestleMania.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like a train wreck waiting to happen.
The Vicky Guerrero Invitational that no one has any clue.
Yeah, it sounds, I don't know, stupid. I don't know. I guess that's my what stinks. That's overall what I didn't have any issues with. It. That was just the thing that I thought was like, eh. This...
All right.
I don't like Vicky Guerrero in any way, so.
All right, here's my what stinks. I am so sick and fucking tired of the Sin Cara goddamn lighting.
Amen.
I understand
yes,
it.
Yes.
I understand it when it was the original Sin Cara. They didn't want us to actually see the match. Okay, I get it. Now that it's Hunico, quit the goddamn light. That's all I'm saying. Maybe the first month he was there to add, you know, whatever. But I'm just fucking sick and tired of the goddamn stripper lighting. Fucking stop it.
I won't argue with that.
Yeah. All right, boys. Greg, what's your what's next?
All right. I got to say, the way they're treating these tag titles, I see what they've got lined up for Mania. I liked Usos having the belts, but there's been no developing them. There hasn't been, and they're just getting thrown into a four-way, and one of the teams... Yeah, come on. They just don't belong. So it's the way they're treating that title.
All right. Can't argue with that one. And Rodfather.
Well, the whole build-up for WrestleMania.
Really?
Yes. It's really not, like, pulling me to actually get it.
All right.
So, but the, it's like, who's going to be the entertainer this year?
God, hopefully no one, but.
I think Kid Rock.
Usually they,
Is it Kid Rock?
I think it might be.
I'd be all right with that. Kid Rock's not horrible. I know they're having whoever does the Wyatt family, he's going to be performing that live that night.
That's cool.
So,
that's cool.
All right.
Yeah,
well,
usually,
hang on.
Usually,
the performers have sucked the last few years, though.
Yeah, so?
Maybe they don't want another disappointment.
That's possible. Go back to the chat room. We had what stinks from the chat, Dick.
I know.
All right. Montana Man, what stinks? WWE making Lesnar and Heyman look like kind of like pussies.
They're heels.
So that's kind of what they do.
They need to look like one of three different things. Dicks, pussies, or assholes.
Chicken shit heels.
Brock Lesnar's always played the chicken shit. He's always played the chicken shit heel, I think, the best.
Exactly. And his voice helps.
Yes.
Let's do this!
Shane, Brock Lesnar's voice cracking. All right, yeah.
Yeah. All
right, let's move on, fellas.
Can you dig it, sucker?
All right, Adrian, can you dig it?
Come back to me.
All right, Greg.
I'm actually kind of digging where we're going with the whole WrestleMania package. I like that they're getting a lot of wrestlers involved in it. I like the rumors of bringing back a lot of legends for it, at least for a little camera time. I'm just excited for the whole package. I think they're doing a good job, and it's going to be good.
I don't think Greg remembers what the segment is.
I don't think he does either.
Oh! Sorry.
Rodfather.
Fail music it.
Yeah. All right, hold on. This is for you.
All right, Rodfather, do you have a can you dig it?
Shows how
actually no, because I just got the talk to Fight Beyond here, so I wasn't prepared for this.
All right, you're fine. All right.
I still want one, though.
Oh, Richard's got a what stinks here. Eva Marie getting a shot at the Divas title.
Amen to that.
Yeah, amen, brother. Amen. My can you dig it? All right. Adrian, are you ready?
Sure.
You know that list of 287 WrestleMania matches? We found an article online today, and some guy actually listed all 287 matches that happened at WrestleMania, 1 through number 287, worst to best. And can you dig it, Adrian? The worst WrestleMania match will happen this year at WrestleMania.
No.
Yeah, Divas match.
No.
Yes.
It will not be worse than Cole versus Lawler. No. No chance.
Yeah, absolutely will.
No, there is no way in hell. Because let's not forget, Jerry Lawler lost to Michael Cole.
Stone Cold was laughing at him. He was the ref.
Yeah. I mean, let's not forget how like horrible that was.
Do you know where Brock and Goldberg were on that list?
I don't remember now.
Okay. They weren't number, like, the second worst match?
No, it was like the Cat, like, you know, the Cat versus
Deborah or something?
Tori Wilson or some shit.
Okay. Here's the thing. We're a week out and we don't know the rules for this match. That's what scares me.
Yeah.
That's why I think it's going to be terrible.
It could be.
All right. What's yours?
All right. My Can You Dig It is the Real Americans walk out of WrestleMania as your tag team champions.
I will dig that.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I dig it. Yes.
I'd love to see it, man.
It's going to happen.
I don't think it's going to happen, man. I don't dig it myself.
I'd love to see it, though.
They'll win it then and lose it Monday night, maybe, but they'd like to see them win it.
Yeah.
I would like to, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Don't forget about that dusty switch to Monday night. Someone could win and then lose the next night the title, daddy.
Much like the Miz last year?
Yeah. Oh, wait, I got another one for you. I got one more Can You Dig It.
Okay.
Can You Dig It, guys? The Raw after WrestleMania will be more rambunctious than last year's.
I can't dig that.
I can dig it.
Really?
They're going to try to outdo last year.
Yeah. So they're going to be even more rambunctious.
I'm sorry. I don't think they're going to get it, though.
They'll be hanging from the rafters.
New Orleans is not New York.
And maybe that's...
New York could be going to New Orleans.
And that could be why that they are more rambunctious, because they're like, you know what? We can do this.
It's just the Europeans. It's everyone who's coming into the show.
Well, I mean, I'm not disagreeing with that completely, but I just don't see them being more. I mean, they might be able to get close to being maybe as, but I can't see them like, surpassing it.
All right.
Well, it depends on the product that WWE puts out Monday night.
That also was a very big... It also depends on how they end WrestleMania, too.
Yeah.
If they give people the ending of WrestleMania most people want to see, I don't think it's going to be as bad. If they don't give...
Monday night? Do we see Daniel Bryan start the show as a world champ, you know?
I don't think that that's going to be... I don't think they're going to be as rambunctious as they were last year, if that's the case.
All right. All right, we're going to move on.
We got others in the chat, though.
Sorry. Can You Dig It? The network stream menu will crash at some point during the show.
Yeah, actually I can.
Yes.
God, I hope I don't want it to, but I think it will.
All right, I like Shane's in the chat, though.
All right,
Can You Dig It? Triple H wins the world title, and then Stephanie taunts Hogan into challenging Triple H for the title, which Hogan wins in 3 seconds and becomes your new world champion.
Ooh.
WrestleMania 9 repeat.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
All right, I can't dig it, though.
Come on, brother.
If it ends with Triple H not winning the title, but Hogan, I mean, it would be like the greatest what the fuck ever.
Yeah.
I can dig it.
Montana Man, can you dig it? The lights go out at Mania like at the Super Bowl. I cannot dig that.
No, the WWE is smarter than...
The NFL.
They always have their own backup generators for everything.
And it kicks on instantly.
Yeah.
We found that out. We watched WWE Countdown, the greatest blunders in wrestling, and the In Your House...
Beware a dog
when that went out. It's yeah, they were talking about that. That was like number that was top
number 8.
Was it number 8?
Number 9 or 8. Yeah.
Okay. Richard, can you dig it? Triple H wins against Daniel Bryan, but something happened and Hogan restarts the match and Bryan wins.
I actually could see that.
Yeah. Happen. If The Rock can do it, then Hogan can definitely do it.
Right.
So, yeah. I don't know why the host has any authority, but whatever.
Unless we see a Vince walk down to the ring, his power walk, and
I'd love to see Vince at WrestleMania and just...
Get out of my ring!
Yeah.
Yeah, son of a bitch.
Again. Yeah. All right, now we're going to move on. All right, we got to give a bet update real quick.
All right.
Heath is making some ground, dude.
Uh-oh.
Heath is making some ground.
Okay.
Let's see, in the last week, the last couple weeks, he's done very well. Heath now has 76 points.
Wow.
You have 129.
Okay.
Yeah. And I have 148. Yeah. The important thing is not to lose. Now, WrestleMania is going to be double points.
Right.
The quadruple points for Heath is out the window because he's caught ground on us.
We get one ad drop at WrestleMania.
Yeah, we get one ad drop WrestleMania day.
Okay.
So, we're going to see. I'm concerned. Not really. I'm not going to lose, but...
I'm not... super concerned yet.
No, it's Heath, for fuck's sake. The only guy he's got worth a damn on his roster is...
Seth Rollins?
Yeah. Let's see, Nikki Bella is going to be in the big match. Biggie Langston's going to be in the Battle Royal. And Cesaro's going to be in a tag team match. And he still has Emma on his roster.
Okay.
So, just saying. I'm not worried. All right. Let's see here. You know what? No, Heath. We're not going to do Jizz Jams tonight.
Okay.
So, we're not going to do...
Oh, darn.
Well, he's not here.
I know. Well, I don't know because I'm running late today, so what'd I miss?
Oh, he's not here because he has a bellyache or something. Oh, yes. What'd you say he had?
Sandy vaginitis.
His vagina's hurting, huh?
Yeah, it's just...
Right, well, I'll find a sponsor, something he can sponsor for that for you guys.
Okay, good.
Because I know I've had a lot of calls on that.
Okay,
good. Shane, I'd love to have you do Jizz Jams, but I don't have anything ready because I didn't even bring it up. So, I'm sorry. However, now we get to dive into the bulk of our show for the next, 20 minutes because, goddamn, we're not going to spend a whole lot of time on Raw. I have 23 minutes left.
Okay.
What's up, the old school?
Wow.
Yeah.
Loving it.
Is Living Man here?
No. You know what I miss? You remember, I've been noticing this, watching the old school, Monday Night Raw flashbacks and everything?
Okay.
Do you remember when they would, send it to Mean Gene Okerlund, who would go over the pay-per-view card?
Yeah.
They would do, the King of the Ring report or the Royal Rumble report or something like that.
Right.
I miss that. And I agree with these guys. They should bring that theme back. That's an awesome WrestleMania theme.
What a maneuver.
Came out in 93, 94.
That one? No, that was in the 90s with the summer with the WrestleMania wrap.
Yeah,
that
was so 93,
94.
94, that album came out.
Oh, I thought you said 83, 84.
No, 93, 94.
I'm like, dude, WrestleMania wasn't around in 83 and 84. I was just letting it go. You were about to get the fail music.
You know what? Get the peanut butter out of your ears and start eating the hooker and pimp sushi rolls. You'll be fine.
Yeah, you know what? I can't argue with that. They've done wonders for me.
How's that growth?
You know, it's actually healed.
And what did the doctor say again?
My balls are awesome.
they're no longer elephant size, huh?
That is correct, yes.
All right, oh,
my balls are like the Miz. No, they're not covered in shit.
For hire?
I was thinking...
Useless?
I was thinking Ziggler.
No comment.
I was thinking Ziggler, so... Because you'd like to show off.
Oh, God. And yes, that is a direct quote from the doctor, apparently. All right, let's look at WrestleMania. Let's look at the card.
Are we looking at our card first, or are we looking at
the actual card? No, we're looking at the actual card, and then we're going to see how bad ours was compared to it.
Are we going to compare the original one, or are we just going to compare the newest one?
I don't know. I'll figure that out here in a minute. All right, so here we go. The Usos against the Real Americans against Crybaxel against Los Matadores.
Okay.
There's only one team. There's two teams in this. I'd be okay with walking out with the
Real Americans and the Usos.
Yes.
I think those are the only two teams I have a shot at really winning.
What do you guys think?
I'm predicting the Usos retain.
I really answered this earlier.
Right. But you don't think that Crybaxel or the Matador, Primo and Epico, have a shot at winning?
They have a better chance than Crybaxel.
But the only two teams that are walking out of here with the title are going to be either the Usos or the Real Americans.
And I think the Usos retain.
I would say, depending on the crowd response, if they retain, they may lose it on Monday night. If they get, depending on how the Real Americans turn up the crowd.
I think they're going to tease the Real American breakup further at WrestleMania. And I think that this will set it up. There's going to be miscommunication between Swagger and Cesaro again. And that's going to be ultimately the riff, because Swagger's going to cost him.
I could see him doing something different, where they win the title, but then they lose the title on Raw that way, by something like that.
Can I say something here?
I guess.
No.
Oh, shut up. Hey, Greg, shut up. I'm thinking that the split's going to happen at WrestleMania.
We've talked about it.
That's what I'm thinking, too.
I don't know. I don't know if I feel it.
I just got a gut instinct about that one.
All right. Well, we'll see.
I still judge the crowd. Let's see how the crowd responds to Cesaro. If he's incredibly over, then it may happen.
All right. So, Adrian, you think the Usos are going to retain?
Yes.
I'm going to go... I'll go Uzos.
All right, we'll make Heath's picks for him. He's picking Los Matadors.
No, he's picking Crybaxle.
No, he's picking Los Matadors.
Okay, great.
He's a big El Torito fan.
Okay, good.
He's hitting a Twinkie right now, so leave him be.
Yeah. Greg.
Through his butt.
I'm gonna take the real Americans.
Through his butt? Really? Rodfather, who's your pick?
Wow.
Apparently,
I'm going with the Usos.
Apparently someone's having right. Couldn't sell poop to people, we eat poop moment.
Yeah.
Alright, next match. The Shield against New Age Outlaws and Kane.
You didn't say who you picked.
Yeah, did I said what the fuck did I say? I think I went with the Usos.
Are you going with Usos?
Okay, I'm going with Usos.
Alright.
Alright. The Shield against Kane and the Outlaws. I think this can be a good match.
Predicting the Shield.
I think that's Rodfather, your pick.
I'm going to pick Ken and the Outlaws with interference.
All right. Greg.
I'm going to say Shield, Kane, and New Age have really nothing to gain by winning.
All right. I would have to agree, but at the same time, if they're going to break up the Shield, this is going to be as big of a chance to do it.
I don't think they're
going to
do it.
I don't think they're going to either, so I think the Shield's going to win, but... Part of me thinks we're going to see shit hit the fan.
But I think we're going to get a little bit more of a lead up to something. Because there's been like no sign that that's going to happen.
Yeah, you're right. All right.
If they just suddenly did it out of the blue, it's going to be like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Why now?
Yeah. Let's see. The Vicky Guerrero Divas Championship Invitational, which we have no clue who the fuck is, how the fuck this match is going to happen.
So, hang on. I want to draw a name out of a hat here.
Okay. Because that's about the goodest chance we have.
All right. I'm taking Naomi.
Dude, that was on a Twizzler?
Yes.
Wow. What the fuck are they putting? Read the back of this Twizzler. Hold on.
Yours says Tamina.
I'll be goddamned it does. Wow. It's almost like they knew what we were doing tonight.
All right. Pick a random diva. Rodfather. Yes.
Okay, Greg, I'm going in your pants to pick this one, all right?
Eva Marie?
How'd you know I picked that out?
What they they can write Eva Marie on a Tic Tac?
Well, no, I heard that Greg had the herpes, so you know.
No, it's cleared up. I took care of that for him.
I heard he got that from your mother, Rodfather.
Next.
Well, that was some dead air.
I love you, Rodfather.
Don't worry about it. I forgive you. Right. He's not here because I wanted to make him the butt of the jokes.
No, go ahead. It's his own fault. He can't defend himself.
Well, it's okay. He'll always be my queen. You know that.
I know.
I mean, just we're gonna shave his face. We're gonna pretty him up, put some pink lipstick on him, and he'll look fabulous.
That's called Thursday night for him.
I thought that was Friday night. Well, with the sit and spin.
Oh God. Anyway, did you guys pick a diva at random?
No, Greg didn't.
I'll pick Rodfather.
All right.
Like Harvey Wimpleman.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I can't wait till you guys have your own show, because that's going to be entertaining.
No, it's going to be fucking great.
Oh, thank you.
That'll be my second favorite show on the network.
Well, you'll thank have you. A rude awakening, I'm telling you.
I can't wait to listen. Anyway. I
want to be a guest on that show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
I made my prediction already on this.
26 of the 30 participants have been listed.
Okay.
All right. Let's blow through this. Del Rio, Big E, Big Show, Brodus Clay, Christian, Cody, Damian, Darren Young, Dolph Ziggler, Fandango, Drew McIntyre, Goldust, The Great Khali, Heath Slater, Jinder Mahal, Justin Gabriel, Kofi Kingston, Mark Henry, The Miz, Rey Mysterio, Sheamus, R-Truth, Santino, Sin Cara, Titus O'Neil, and Zack Ryder.
I'm taking the other four.
You don't even know who the other four are.
I know. I'm taking the other four.
You're taking one of the other four?
Yes.
I'm going to have to go back. Well, my guess is going to be either one of those other four or Sheamus.
Oh, well.
Chirp, chirp.
I'll go with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
All right. Arnold isn't confirmed to be in it.
He's rumored.
I know, but if he's in, I'm going with him. If not, I'll go with Big E.
All right. Greg.
I'll probably go with Outback Jack.
All right.
No, really. Big Show is probably going to take this one. I mean, they'll tease it, but yeah, he'll win it.
All right.
Hang on, hang on. We got breaking news.
Hold on.
Breaking news. I don't think that's right in sound clip.
No, it's not. Here it is.
All right. Punk Watch continues. KFAB News has a story up. Did CM Punk just get a match at WrestleMania 30?
Holy shit, click on it.
All right, let me click on and read this whole
this
story.
This is
here.
The most reliable news website on the internet.
If you can't trust KFAB News, who can you trust?
Yes.
All right. Did he just get a WrestleMania 30 match? No. No, he did not. This concludes the internet's most reliable story about CM Punk for today. Carry on with your day.
There we go. All right. You heard it here first. CM Punk did not get a match at WrestleMania 30 yet.
All right. Not happening.
Right. So anyway.
That's because he was backstage.
Oh, shit. Go on.
I'm taking Richard up on this here.
What?
If Eva Marie wins the title, it'll let me send his Facebook status as for the week on Facebook.
Okay. Then there needs to be something. If who you pick, there needs to be a bet going on this.
Oh, no, absolutely not. Richard just said that flat out. I didn't prompt that on anything.
Okay.
Wow.
I thought we were going to have two WrestleMania bets. Well, no, Rodfather's just in the WrestleMania bet.
I don't bet on people's wrestling. I'm sorry.
All right. So, what did you guys pick? Oh, all right. Greg, who'd you pick?
Outback Jack.
Okay, good.
Big Slow.
Big Slow, that's right. Okay. John Cena against Bray Wyatt.
This is a tough match.
This is going to be a good match, but I don't... It's WrestleMania.
I'm going to go with Bray Wyatt.
Man, he would need this win, though.
Yeah,
I would say I'm going to go with Bray as well. Cena, yeah, he might win, but honestly, Bray's probably going to take it. Cena, he doesn't need to win, and he'll do the job. So yeah, I say Bray.
I'll have to agree. I think Bray Wyatt might pull this one out. Last I read, the Vegas odds makers actually have Bray Wyatt going over Cena.
I'm going to pick Cena.
I better call my bookie.
There you go. Hey, scroll up in the chat so we can do everyone's picks too, because I spaced out there and forgot all about them. Go up. Let's see. Good Lord. Let's see. All right, here we go. Shane says Usos are going to win. Shield loses by Shane. Usos from Richard. Shield wins from Richard. Hook says a Shield. Richard says AJ Lee's going to retain. AJ retains from Shane. Montana Man, who cares? Hooks, hopefully Adrian retains, but if she has to lose it, then Naomi. I can see them giving it to Nikki Bella because of the tits. Yes, that would be great. 7 days, seven different status updates. If Eva Marie wins, you get to set seven different status updates for Richard.
That's going to be so great.
God.
That is excellent.
I almost have to hope Eva Marie wins just so I can do that.
I know. Let's see. Richard says Big E or Dolph's going to win the Battle Royal. Hook says Big Show. Shane's going with Big Show. Bray Wyatt, Cena wins by DQ. Piggybacking with Shane's call, Cena wins by DQ. Hook says Bray. All right, Undertaker against take the Twizzler.
I'm not feeling it tonight.
Okay, good. Undertaker against Lesnar. I think we can all agree on this. Everyone on three. One, two, three. Undertaker.
Did you just say Lesnar?
What?
I said Lesnar.
What?
I'm going with Lesnar.
Why?
I just gut feeling.
If they weren't giving it to Punk last year, they're not giving it to Lesnar.
Lesnar? I don't know. I don't know because I do remember watching that UFC stuff when Taker and Brock with a build up from a few years ago.
Oh, I forgot all about that.
Yeah, so if anyone can find that clip and just post it in the chat, you can see what I'm talking about.
I agree with Richard. Are you on drugs?
Doesn't know what he's talking about. He's delirious. He's been putting too many hours giving hand jobs into ZJs, so no.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I'm right next to Heath right now, and that's what I'm doing to him.
Oh, wow.
He's in the glass-bottom boat, okay, gentlemen? So please, let's...
I cannot. I can't wait.
Yes, we're fine. We're fine.
I can't wait till
go back to sleep, Jason. Go back to sleep. It's okay. I'll tickle your asshole with a feather later.
No slapping.
Wow.
Tickles on the air. Okay.
Oh, okay. My God, this is great. All right.
Give me that ball game. Give me the ball game.
Daniel Bryan against Triple H. I see absolutely zero reason why Triple H is going to win this match.
Daniel Bryan's going to win, but get beat up bad.
Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, I agree. And it's going to be one of those. Here's how I think this could happen. Daniel Bryan's going to win, but Triple H is going to beat him down so badly after the match that Daniel Bryan, quote-unquote, can't compete.
And he's going to compete anyway.
And then he's going to come out like halfway through the Orton-Batista match. And then
wouldn't surprise me.
That's... Yeah.
And you would wish that JR was given the call. My God, he's, you know.
It ain't worth your life, Daniel. Don't do it. Dark God. Car wreck on I-95.
Barbecue sauce. Yeah. So, again, I see no reason why Triple H is going to win this match. So, it's going to be a good match, I think.
Yeah.
Brutal, at least.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe
how early on the card?
Oh, this is going to be match number one, I think.
I don't think so.
Yeah. You don't think so? You think they're going to be evil enough to be this match?
Yep.
And then
one or three.
And then the winner's going to go directly into that match?
I think this match finishes out the first hour. And then it'll come back for the main event.
See, I thought the other way they could do it would be Daniel Bryan and Triple H would be before, because the main event is going to be Orton, Cena, and Batista, or Orton, Batista, and this winner. The next match is going to be Undertaker against Lesnar. I thought maybe they would do this before Undertaker and Lesnar, but that's...
I think there will be the Divas match as a bathroom break.
Okay.
So we'll say this match, Divas match.
Have you seen the heel book promo?
No.
For WrestleMania 30? I'll have to show it to you. If you haven't seen it, you need to watch it. It's good. Hey,
I've seen some of their work before. It's actually really good.
Oh, their site's hilarious. Richard, do me a favor. You posted a link to a wrestling website in the chat earlier while Adrian was taking a Heath. Can you repost that so Adrian can click on it and send me that link? Anyway.
Man, what did you eat?
He had a Taco Hell for breakfast. There you go.
Well, I'll talk about, don't forget, I'm next to Jason right now. So.
Oh, that's right.
In my asshole, my God.
So then, obviously...
He wants a ball gag. Hold on, I'll be right back.
he wants a ball gag on?
Well, the thing is, he's like the gimp from, what is that, Pulp Fiction?
Yes.
Yeah, so. I'll be right back. Hold on.
All right. And then the world title match, Randy Orton, Batista. Who's going to walk out there as the world champ? I think it's going to be Brian.
Batista.
Ooh.
Oh. Daniel Bryan for me. I hope to God it has got to be Daniel Bryan. I don't want Crap-tista to take it. Unless he loses it Monday night.
Something like that.
Batista wins. Batista wins. By God, Batista wins.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to mention the incident we had on Raw between
Batista's pants.
Yeah, Batista ripped his pants on Raw. It was hilarious.
That was a blowout.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it was like Del Rio's blowout when he first showed up.
Got my tight pants on.
Batista actually made fun of himself. He's like, at least I have my good underwear on tonight. All right, now let's
free
look.
Balling.
Let's look at our WrestleMania card. This is the WrestleMania card we came up with February 2nd.
Okay.
All right. This is not.
That one's good.
This is not bad at all. So we had Brock Lesnar against Undertaker.
Okay.
We actually had that in October when we redid this, too.
Okay.
And then we have WWE title. Daniel Bryan against Batista against Orton.
Hey, all
right. Fucking right. We got one right. Two right. Then we had Bray Wyatt against John Cena.
Yeah.
Three right. And then we had Cody against Goldust. Not going to happen.
Mm.
We actually had an Intercontinental title match on the card.
Okay.
With Big E against Titus.
Okay, that didn't work out.
No, it was those against the Outlaws, against Truth, and Xavier Woods against Harper and Lillian for a tag team ladder match.
Yeah, that ain't gonna happen.
Jack Swagger with Zeb against Cesaro with Hogan. That ain't gonna happen. CM Punk versus Triple H. That ain't gonna happen.
No.
Nope.
And Shield, we're gonna be in a 3-way for the U.S. title. That ain't gonna happen. You know, I'm just saying, we didn't do too bad.
We got three matches.
Not at all. Good job.
That was the week after SummerSlam, or after Royal Rumble. Now, our original card that we came with up with the night after WrestleMania, or the night of WrestleMania, was the Primetime Players against the Shield for the tag titles. Orton versus Del Rio. Big Show against Big E. Cesaro versus Cody for the U.S. title. Ziggler versus Sandow versus Bryan versus Ambrose for the World Heavyweight title. CM Punk against Wade Barrett for the WWE title. And Cena against The Undertaker. We were way off.
Yeah, we didn't have anything there at all.
And then
I'd say one of those is next year.
Cena?
Cena and Taker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then our card in October was Undertaker against Brock. So we called that one. Bryan is WWE champ against Punk.
Brock.
Primetime players against The Shield. Cody versus Sandow for the World Heavyweight title. Sheamus with Triple H versus Cena with Vince versus Orton with Steph. Then it could happen. Ryback against Big Show. Bray Wyatt against Cesaro for the U.S. title. Ambrose, Ziggler, Swagger, Del Rio, RVD, R-Truth, Miz, Jericho, Christian, Money in the Bank. And AJ Lee versus Caitlyn. We didn't do so hot.
No.
No. So.
Good matches.
Oh, yeah. I think that would be the.
Good matches.
I would love to see that WrestleMania card. Not going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
I do want to say that this WrestleMania will have probably the most participants ever. Every diva's fighting. You got 30 guys.
No.
No?
No.
Why?
WrestleMania 4.
What was WrestleMania 4?
We had a 20-man over the top rope battle royal, and then we also had like the 20-man tournament, too.
But how many of those guys competed in both?
No one that was in the battle royal competed in the tournament.
Oh, okay.
So it was 40-plus guys.
Okay,
there.
But then we've got the 30 guys here plus 14 divas.
Okay, I mean,
so that's 40.
Are we counting as women wrestlers here?
Yeah.
We're not getting paid.
Get your mesh done right. Come on.
Paid. Shut up.
They make sandwiches.
Oh, my God.
Griffin pregnant?
Hey, now. Yeah.
Oh, my God. What else were we going to talk about WrestleMania-wise?
Well,
I thought there was more we were going to talk about WrestleMania-wise.
There is.
What?
Well, we have Greg and the Rodfather on. Greg, what's your favorite WrestleMania match of all time?
Oh, gosh. You know, all right, I'm just throwing it out there. I would say Ric Flair versus Randy Savage.
WrestleMania 8?
Pardon?
WrestleMania 8?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of my favorite matches. I thought that was phenomenal. The build-up of, you know, I had Elizabeth before you, and the match itself, I always liked Randy Savage. Absolutely loved it, and the fact that Ric Flair got color when he shouldn't have, and then got so much heat in the locker room for when he got back from Vince.
Yeah.
All right. Can't say that was a bad match.
Rodfather, what's your pick?
Well, I was at WrestleMania 13 up in Chicago.
Okay.
Right. And I will say it's going to be Bret the Hitman Hart and Steve Austin.
All right. Jealous. I would have liked to have seen that one.
Oh, I'll tell you something. That was my second WrestleMania. That's the one I remember. I don't remember WrestleMania 2.
Gotcha. Let's see. Steamboat versus Savage. WrestleMania 3 is Montana Man's. Richard is, his was pretty good too. TLC 2 from WrestleMania 17. Shane was Shawn Michaels against Kurt Angle.
Montana Man, Savage, Steamboat, WrestleMania 3.
I already said that.
Someone but honestly, guys, when you try to say your favorite, I mean, for me, it's got to be favorite is a top 10.
You know,
it's hard.
This is a little teaser because this Saturday we're going to have a WrestleMania roundtable, and all four of us plus a few other guys are going to be on that.
Yes, they
are.
And
we're actually going to dive in a little bit more detail on this. So let's not blow all of our wads here. Let's just, you know, tip of the iceberg it.
Oh, just wait, a tip.
Jason, stop. I can't do that yet.
You were so close, too.
Oh.
Yeah, I was. Oh.
Dropping loads.
Oh.
That would be... Well, what the hell?
Hey.
All right.
Out the Heath game actually almost made you make it.
I know. God damn it.
All right, so I want to say mine real quick, I guess.
Okay.
I think mine, I mean, this match always just holds a special place for me, is it was the first WrestleMania I got to watch. Okay. And it was WrestleMania 7, Savage versus the Ultimate Warrior in the retirement match.
All right.
That was a good match.
Right. I mean, it was a fantastic match. It had one of the best build-ups because they were building this feud up, like this match up, for 6 months in the making. Like, there was, like, going to the Royal Rumble, Savage cost Warrior, then Warrior kept Savage out of being in the Royal Rumble, so cost him getting his title shot. I mean, it, you know, there was so much fantastic stuff here.
Yep.
And then the way the match ended with Savage losing and Sherry getting pissed, but Miss Elizabeth coming in and saving the Macho Man and then reuniting, it was like... It was all storybook ending. It was fantastic.
Hey, thanks for just
I'm
the tip.
I'm getting chills just hearing this.
Just the tip.
How many elbows did he drop on the Warrior? That was
there was five consecutive Macho Man elbow drops off the
Jesus
top rope.
Christ.
That was an awesome match.
I think mine. I mean, it wasn't that long ago. It was Jerry the King Lawler against Michael Cole.
Oh my God!
No, I'm kidding. I think it was Michael's Undertaker the first time.
Okay.
Just that I've said it before on the show. The build up. I think it was all about that build up.
How could I swear you're going to pick a Bret Hart match?
You know, I really thought about it, and Bret and Owen at WrestleMania 10 was really, really good.
Yes, it was.
Bret and Austin was really good. But I just, I really like the, like I said, mine I think was 100% the build-up.
Okay.
So, yes, Bret and Owen was great, but their cage match at SummerSlam that year was better. That
That's
cage match was awesome.
The way Owen got screwed in that match.
Oh, like, that was great.
Well, since you brought up WrestleMania 10, I'm thinking Razor Ramon, Shawn Michaels, ladder match 2.
That actually deserves
second
to be
one?
Mentioned.
Yeah. Oh, that was the first one.
That was their first ladder match, but yeah.
Yeah. That was a fantastic ladder match.
You know, and they if you watch the... Oh, there was something I watched on there. I watched so much stuff on the network. I don't remember what I watched, but they were talking about that match. That when so many years have passed and you're still talking about that match, and it wasn't supposed to be that big, you know, they weren't expecting it to be what it was.
Yeah.
That's a good match.
It's a damn good match.
We're going to save Leonard's question until... We have a mail sack question. We're going to save that till next week.
What's the question?
Huh?
Do it real quick. All right,
hold on. Let me get pulled up. Since we have an extra.
Is it WrestleMania related?
No.
No.
I like the Shane's comment.
What did he say? I'm getting email pulled up here. Come on.
Shane said we can make a list of the top 10 matches.
It's a good suggestion.
Yeah, we could.
I like that.
And we can only put one match per superstar, so you can't have multiple matches with HBK.
Ooh, that'll be rough.
Ooh.
And then fail matches.
Ooh. I think we got homework for next week.
Yeah, that's going to be hard, man. Right. Like, I'm not going to be able to
wait,
have, like...
Wait. You know what? Saturday for the WrestleMania Roundtable.
Okay.
Gents, you game for that?
Which one? What is it?
Here's the thing. Top 10 matches, WrestleMania matches... But you can only have one superstar per match. So we can't have five Shawn Michaels matches. You can have a Shawn Michaels match in your top 10, but that's it. It's one Shawn Michaels match.
I don't know if I like that.
Five matches.
Oh, I like that.
Five matches I can do.
We gotta make a bet on that.
What?
What?
I don't see how we can bet on that one.
Yeah, how are we going to bet on that?
I didn't say bet.
Get up, boo. Get up, boo. Get up.
Thank you,
Misty.
Yes.
I kind of poo, so hurry up. No, I'm just kidding.
Let's see. All right, hold on. Let me get this pulled up. I haven't gotten to hit this music in a while. All right. All right. So we finally got something in the mail sack.
Okay.
It's from Leonard Taylor. I thought the mail sack was dead, but since it's not, I'll ask. I don't know why people thought it was dead. The forums went down, but we always say, send us your questions at...
TheHourBomb@gmail.com. I'm not doing that again later.
That's fine. He was with a friend, and we got to talking about the greatest factions in history. When he mentioned the Nexus, he said the Nexus was just a collection of jobbers who couldn't make it on their own. Leonard liked the Nexus and said that with the right booking, they could have been one of the greatest ever. So he says he knows this is outdated, but hopefully we can end their discussion. Was the failure of Nexus bad booking or lack of talent?
Both.
I don't count Brian because he was only there one night. Thanks, guys. I'll be in the chat listening. You fucking liar.
Yeah, he hasn't been in the chat.
Yeah.
Secondly, it's both. It was bad booking, but my God, I mean, let's think about who we had here for talent-wise.
All right, let's pull up the Nexus here.
We have Justin Gabriel.
Yes.
I'm not sold on him. We had Michael Tarver.
Michael Tarver was in the Nexus. He was the first guy. I think he's the only guy that's under contract right now from the Nexus. I'm looking. Keep going.
It might be.
I can't think of.
Darren Young was, I think, in there, wasn't he?
Oh, and I got it right here. Yeah, Darren Young was in there.
Okay.
All right, so here you go. Wade Barrett. Otunga, Michael McGillicuddy. Well, we'll figure in both versions of the Nexus here. Wade Barrett, CM Punk was the leader of the New Nexus. David Otunga, McGillicuddy, Tarver, Husky Harris, Skip Sheffield, Darren Young, Heath Slater, Justin Gabriel. I'm not going to count Cena. I'm not going to count Bryan. And then Mason Ryan. So the original Nexus, which consisted of all those guys minus like McGillicuddy. Fuck, hold on. I lost my spot here, guys. Bear with me. Shows you.
I can tell you, it was Otunga. It was Otunga, Darren Young.
Yeah, here we go. Skip Sheffield, Justin Gabriel, Otunga, Tarver, Wade Barrett, Heath Slater, and Darren Young.
Okay.
So that was your... Wow, I forgot Darren Young was in the Nexus.
Yeah.
I forgot that Heath Slater was in the Nexus. Anyway, so that was your original Nexus.
I just don't see there wasn't enough there. I mean, Wade Barrett, I think, was fine, and I think he could carry a decent group, but...
Let's see. Skip Sheffield became Ryback, and he had a run for a while, but he couldn't win on pay-per-view, and now he's doing nothing with McGillicuddy. Otunga, when was the last time he did anything in the ring?
I can't remember.
Boys?
Promotional work. That's what he's doing.
Pretty much.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah. Heath Slater is the leader of the biggest job groups in history.
Yeah, the three-man band.
The three-man band is still entertaining to me.
Well, they're entertaining, but...
Very entertaining, even though they can't win the title to save their life.
Yeah.
There you go. I enjoy them.
Shane says Royal Rumble 2013 was the last Otunga match. So, damn. Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you were Mr. Jennifer Hudson, would you need to wrestle?
No.
There you go.
Well, he's doing bedroom matches, so it's okay.
He's Stedman Jr.
There you go. Let's see. Darren Young. He had a good run with Primetime Players, but that ended, and he's going nowhere.
Right.
Michael Tarver. Again, he's the only one in this group that's not under WWE contract anymore.
Correct.
I think it was... You know, I like Justin Gabriel and Heath Slater when they were the tag champs. They're really good. But I just think that the lack of talent caught up with them in the bad booking.
I mean, it was bad booking. And you guys remember when the Nexus was supposed to be entered into a higher power?
Yeah.
And we never found out who that higher power was.
Yeah. Vince McMahon tried to take credit for their actions, but didn't.
It wasn't him.
No. So I have no clue. Yeah, I remember remember when Daniel Bryan choked a guy and got fired?
Yeah.
And then they brought him back from SummerSlam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, however, when they debuted, that was awesome because we didn't know what had happened.
Right.
We really didn't. It was very NWO-like.
It was.
That was awesome.
And we're sitting there trying to figure out, like, what the fuck is going on? Was this supposed to happen? Was this not supposed to happen? I don't get it. That was really good. And they had a lot of potential at that point in time. And for the next couple of months, they had a really good thing. The feud with John Cena, I think, was the worst thing that happened to him.
Yeah.
Because then John Cena was part of the Nexus. And then it ended up being CM Punk was the leader of the Nexus. And then this, and then the core happened. I don't think it was so much the lack of talent as it was, like you said, a combination of both. Anyone else?
No, you said it all right there.
Yeah, I can't disagree.
I mean, they had talent. Well, mine is Michael Tarver. He was just useless with that stupid bandit mask. So
yeah.
All right, Leonard, I hope we answered your question and maybe put an end to it. You're both right.
Yeah.
I really do think you're both right. All right. And let's go to our most reliable news story real quick.
Oh, my God. I thought we were done.
Okay, fine. We'll be done, you big baby. Mine was a good one. Recently released Sin Cara accidentally shows up for work.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I remember when the Nexus had a shirt with a giant yellow square with a giant black in the middle. Yeah? Yeah. All right, Adrian, what we got coming up on the network?
Shows.
What shows, asshole?
Our show.
And?
The Wrestling Niche with KKK Kyle and the Angry Aborigines, AA, Jake Mullen.
All right.
That's Wednesdays at 8, 7 Central.
Not everyone. Are they doing another show this week?
I think so.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I think that they're shooting from the hip might be on a little bit of a hiatus at the moment just because of recording time.
Well, I know Dan was not doing well this past week, so. Dan was, yeah.
Future endeavored.
He was not future endeavored. He just wasn't feeling well. I believe he was in the
hospital. I fired him.
I believe he was in the hospital again. So anyway.
I had to let him go.
You didn't. Shut up.
Sorry.
Anyway, so.
Definitely has to be cut.
Shooting from the hip normally on Wednesdays at 8, 7 Central. The original Dan Phelps, Michael Classic, Sean Big Daddy Brown. Having some issues right now because Classic's working second shift. And like I said, Dan, I don't think Dan's been feeling real well lately. So, yeah, hopefully they'll be on. This Saturday, April, what is that, 5th?
Yeah.
All right, join us at, here at the TWR Network at 6, 5 Central, where we are going to bring you the WrestleMania Roundtable. Join myself, Adrian, and a bunch of other people, because I don't have the list figured out right now of who is all going to be on there. It's going to be myself, Adrian, and I know you guys are going to be on, right?
Of course. I can't wait.
All right, and some other people. And we are going to take you on a trip of WrestleMania. We're going to talk WrestleMania. We're going to talk what makes WrestleMania WrestleMania. We're going to talk about our greatest WrestleMania moments. We're going to have our list of the top five matches with the stipulation that Shane gave us. We're going to talk WrestleMania moments and the first WrestleMania moments that you can remember. And we're going to give our official predictions for WrestleMania 30. And we are hopefully going to have this all wrapped up by the time the Hall of Fame starts, which is 8 Central.
Yeah.
On WWNetwork.com. Or not .com, but you know what I mean. Well,
other shows you can download from our site, there's Talk TNA, which usually comes up Mondays about 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern Time, I think.
Yep.
You can listen to the FTW Live podcast. You can also check out their show at FTWLive.com. That's Tuesday nights at 8, 7 Central.
Yep.
And I think that's it.
The wrestling niche.
I already covered that.
Yeah. One. And then in the future, very soon. Right, gentlemen?
That's right.
We may have a new show on the network. Two new shows, because I know someone else is working on a new show, too.
Yes.
So, but I believe these gentlemen on the air with us are going to be on have their show. And
TWR Late Night Part 2.
Yeah. And then this Sunday, join us starting at 12 noon Eastern.
11 Central.
Join us here on the TWR Network. We are going to have a WrestleMania marathon?
Dear God, I got to be here that early.
Something like that. Blame Dan.
Yes. Thank God I got the weekend off.
Yeah, we are going to be on the air starting at 12 Eastern, 11 Central. And we're going to take you all the way up to WrestleMania 30. I don't know at what point of the
pre-show. I think we're cutting off on the pre-show.
The first hour or the second hour?
I think sometime during the first hour.
Okay, so join us then. We're going to have as many people as we can calling in that day talking about WrestleMania. So that's really all I know. Hopefully Dan will talk more. Me and Dan will talk more. We may have an hour bombing from the hip that night.
We might.
So, and I know if you're interested in being on the pre-show, get a hold of me. Because I think we're trying to get a bunch of people, as many people as we can, on for the pre-show that night. And then, like I said, stay tuned afterwards for the post-show, which could be another hour bombing from the hip.
Yeah.
So
is it going to be a drunk episode?
Negative. Adrian cannot get off of work the next day.
He tried.
I did.
Pussy.
Well, his boss is a bitch.
That's what I said. His boss is a pussy.
His boss is a never mind. I'm going to stop there.
I don't want to, on the off chance that, this gets heard, I'm not saying.
Yeah, you're not saying anything. I'm saying that your boss is a bitch, because that's the bitch that.
I refuse to comment.
There you go. I hate his boss. That's all I can say.
He has a vagina, huh?
She is a thunder cunt. She is a cock juggling thunder cunt.
Wow.
I guess so, we have to subject all about that one right there.
I will explain to you guys off the air why I hate that bitch. Anyway, I think we are done for the night.
If you have any issues with the show, please send all your comments to the Rodfather at facebook.com.
Yep. And I think I ain't got nothing else. I think I want to call tonight because my wife's upstairs waiting on me. So anyway, send us an email. Like us on Facebook. Subscribe to us on iTunes. You can find us on TuneIn Radio on demand.
Take care. Spike your hair. Woo, woo, woo. You know it.
Wow. So once again, I am your host, the illustrious Jason Howard, saying adios, motherfuckers.
The big bad booty daddy.
the big A, Adrian Masters, did it for the people.
The original full-blooded Italian Craig, Papalapagus, Snuffleupagus.
Yes, guys, thank you so much.
It was an honor to have you again, and thanks for filling in at the last minute. And good friend of the show, the Rodfather, James Markoff.
Mr. Kabuki Man.
Yes, Sergeant Kabuki Man.
Yeah, Sergeant Kabuki.
Rumored. We have no proof.
We don't have any proof.
Rumored.
No proof, that's me.
We don't.
But I want to say, support your local firefighters all.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And I think it was an honor and pleasure having you guys. Thanks for everyone showing up in the chat room tonight. We had fun. Thanks for downloading the show. And I think we're it. So we will try to do this again next week, fellas. Until then, you've been...
Hourbombed!
I get it. If you want to steal my thunder, that's fine. Why don't we make it all together?
No.
Yes.
Yes.
I got to jump in there.
You know what? No.
All right, what are we going to do all at the same time?
Yes, all four of us will do it, okay? We will try
four, right?
Huh?
I'm four?
Yes.
Well,
I'm three?
God damn it.
Two?
I'm Prancer?
We will try to do this again next week. Until then, you've been Hourbombed. Toodles. Oh, the song of this week. You're going to like this. You all are going to have to stand back for a great, great ending song.
Oh, God.
Oh, I can strip to it?
Hey, whatever you want, okay?
Okay.
All right. Adios, guys.